pray for Brother.
Acts chapter 16. Thank you for being in the church house tonight. Thank God for the trip, for the health and strength to come. I'm glad you're here. I hope you've come for the right reason. I believe I'll ask you to stand out of respect for the Word of God tonight. Amen. Verse number 16. And it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace under the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we're all here. And he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when they had brought them into his house, he had set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight on how to get out of jail. The Lord promised me today that if I'd preach this tonight, that he'd open some cell doors. I'm not just talking to old rough sinners that's never been saved. I'm talking to God's people too. And I want to preach this week especially about a Jesus that almost nobody knows now. We're living in a country and living in a time where about everybody's got religion. But there's very few folks that know Jesus Christ. And that old time born again experience where you crucified yourself and got born again. Witness the inner man working from day to day. I've never known a time in my life when so many people were shackled and in jail and bondage and looked like no way to get out. But there is a way. It seems like the financial crisis has got everybody in the cloud and the fog. They can't get loose. So many churches where I go have a form of godliness, but denying the power. And I'm going to tell you that's worse than not having anything. These men here in jail not for not doing anything wrong. And that's pretty tough to take when you are doing your best and you get locked down. But it'll tell about your Christian character. It'll tell about how deep you are in God and the determination that is in you to serve Him rather than to please man and to satisfy your own little sinful ego. I want to thank God for saving me tonight. I'm glad that I've got a time and a place back under where I know that God did a work in my heart. Did something for me that morning I didn't know. I belonged to a liberal church. My mom and daddy to a liberal church, and I knew they was all right. I never did see any real old-time meeting in my young days, never reared up in a church that had served God in truth and spirit. It was just liberal. Lo and behold, when I got saved and got to feeling things and realizing that God takes up the boat on the inside of me, that I don't have to rely on neighbors and family to take care of me, that I've got a God that has seen me through trouble, I awakened. Thank God for the realization that this old-time way is the right way. Now, you can stay in jail if you want to. You don't have to get out. You don't have the molly grubs all the time and everybody around you shouting and you got some little old lockup on the inside of you. You can stay that away if you want to. But thank God there's liberty for the people of God. Our churches are devoid of what we need today. An old-time Holy Ghost movement like they had in the Philadelphian age that we just came out of. When God's people had all the joy. When God's people came to church, not trying to get in shape, but already in shape before they left the house. Paul and Silas in jail for rebuking a foul spirit. I go to churches where that's the only kind they have. So there. And they call it God, and it's a shame and a disgrace when all we got's a show and no Holy Ghost. No wonder sinners are not getting under conviction. Now don't y'all look at me that way. It ain't going to change me a bit. I'm glad, thank God, there is a real way. We don't have to have a put-on and a make-believe. We can have the real Holy Ghost of God right here in 09. I'm talking about Baptist folk. I'm glad you don't have to do some kind of trick. Thank God to have the Lord. If you got born again, you don't have to stay in jail. I thought for a while something wrong with me. Everybody doing these strange things and this wasn't come in contact with what I had on the inside. No wonder Baptist folk got to looking for other things and left the ranks because at least they had to act like they had something. And God's people sitting dead with nothing at all. Oh God, help us again to realize that if we don't have the Holy Ghost, we don't have anything. Soothsayers. They didn't die when this girl quit.
No, they didn't.
Are you hearing me tonight? And it's not all in the pew. There's a whole lot of it in the pulpit that are soothsayers and fortune tellers and jokesters and clowns. No wonder we're locked down. Freedom comes through the Holy Ghost. The only hope we got is to again get a hold of the real thing. Bless His name. Thank God it was in White Graves last year, and I don't have any reason to think it's gone anywhere. But I want to tell you tonight, just a little slumbering and sleeping, and before you know it, we got a form and no God at all. I remember my wife going through that difficult time in her life. Just one morning, just became a different person. Rough on me, I believe as it was on her. Just a hard, rough go. Been going on for months and months. In that back room, and I was a-praying, asking God to help. She's in that back room asleep, and I was sitting there studying. And she come out of there real fast, and what'd you turn the music off for? The singing. And I said, I didn't have any singing on. She said, now you did too. And I said, I did not have any singing on. And she said, it was singing. I heard singing. I said, what were they saying? And she said, they're singing, everything's going to be all right. You don't have to stay in jail. Thank God right here in this wicked day, we can still have the Lord. Some of you are tonight in the dark shadows. Well, I'd like for you just to admit it. Preachers, are you hearing me tonight? If we're not careful, we'll go with this modern machinery and this age that we're living and carrying the King James Bible and got our hair cut just right, our clothing straight, and still be dead without God all night. Well, God, you know what these men done? They knew what to do. I'm going to tell you, you can worship God and the world's got you locked down. You can still stand for the truth and the right when the rest of the world's not doing anything at all. God have mercy on a nation that has known what it is to worship God in spirit and in truth, and has laid it down and sold it out for gains, for a greater number. Some folk called me and said, we don't know what to do to get a pastor. Said, we don't know what to do. Said, we've tried out a couple of men. They come in and say, now we can build you up. Got to have just a few. The first thing we'll do is start something for the young people. I said, send him on his way. I tell you what we need, what they had back then, preaching and praying and singing, condemning sin and telling sinners what to do to get right. Whoa! Paul and Silas now in the innermost prison. Way back. Have you ever been there? Y'all be honest to me. I'm not talking about a physical jail. You used to be truthful to me. There's been times when you couldn't even pray. Couldn't sing right. Couldn't do anything. Just being honest about it, young and old. Sometimes it's the young'uns. Sometimes it's the grandchildren. Sometimes you blame it on the preacher. Sometimes you don't like the singing in the church, and it's got you all locked up. You dummy, you. God in heaven tonight. God in heaven tonight wants you to be free again. Paul and Silas locked down the whole government, the Roman government against them, all them Jews against them. Now I'm going to tell y'all here tonight, they was in that first bunch, that first New Testament bunch. That's what they're in. We're in the last bunch. Everybody here tonight would raise your hand and say, preacher, I believe we're almost at the end. If that's right, we're the last bunch coming through here. And it'd be a shame for us to go out weak-kneed and not shout and thank God. The first bunch can do it. The last bunch can do it. I'm in that last bunch, and I'm determined in my heart not to give an inch to the devil. This old time way is still right.
Woo! Woo!
Let me tell you something, young lady. I don't know what you're getting out there, but there's something God's got for you and for your life. You don't have to be a trash and a tramp. You can be something for God. Listen to me, young man. You don't have to smoke dope and take down every young lady that comes you in contact with. God help your purified, wretched heart. There's something better than that. I couldn't figure out going to that liberal church, and I couldn't figure out why I was wanting to laugh and cry all at the same time and everybody else wondering what's the matter with me. Amen. God help us. Now, I want you to understand, you can have liberty and freedom and know God and enjoy what you're doing. And I want to say this again. I run on to it. You don't have to put on. You don't have to make a shout. We got a lot of folks, if they don't have a spirit, they'll make one. You don't have to do that. There's enough of the good stuff to keep you busy if you live right and walk right in the sight of God. What I got on the hell side keeps me straight. I'm going to tell you, the preacher don't have to come to my house and beat me back into the house of God and run a bus by my door and give me candy and chewing gum and hamburgers to come to the house of God when God saved me, he put a want to in me.
Are you doing it right? Yes, sir.
And Paul and Silas prayed and sang. I wonder what they prayed for. I wonder what they're praying. For God to pay the bills. Is that what's got you down? I'm going to tell you, if you hadn't spent so wild, you wouldn't be in such debt. I got an economic program that beats what Obama's got by a million miles. Don't spend any more than what you take in. That's all you got to do. That'll settle all your debts. Amen. I want to tell you this tonight. You can live free if you want to. Not have to roll your bed at night. Thank God, yesterday morning, saw a lady, a married lady, sit along back here. She'd been coming to church there quite a while. Three or four months, moved from Tennessee or somewhere. Somebody came to me and said, "Preacher, she's in trouble." I never did go back there and give her the Roman road. Thank God, just I said, leave her alone. The same Holy Ghost got her in trouble. We'll lead her out of the cell and put her in a place of freedom. Yes, in the morning she came a-weeping. I don't mean a snubbing. I mean a weeping, weeping. She's, I'm going to tell you, they're pretty easy to pick when they're ripe. And Paul and Silas prayed. All the real old time praying's now about gone. There's not much real praying at the church house now. Y'all hear this old wore out preacher. Most of the praying at the church house is for somebody else's ears besides God. And I'm going to tell you tonight, if you pray over yonder under the brush pile, there'll be a lot of times you can't do anything but weep. Whoa, God help us. I never have really got in without an invitation. Y'all listen to me now. I know you ought to go pray every day, two or three times a day, but you'll never really get in without an invitation. There's been times when I'd pray and pray and pray for a long time. And after a while, I'd feel the doors open, the invitation to come in. There's been other times when my heart is weary, locked up in jail, weep my way out of my bed, go in the back of the house and before my knees, hit the floor, I was already in the throne room. You'll never get out of jail till you won't out. If you're satisfied in the dungeon and behind the bars and no spirit to pray or to testify or to preach the gospel, you love to have it so. But if you want freedom and will pay the price, you can get out of jail and have joy in your soul and know again that the God that saved you is still alive. Bless His name. He's not dead. He's alive. He loves you and me. And He wants us to be free in the Lord. Woo! When I see Paul and Silas, I'm going to have them sing it again for me. I guess it would be in Greek or Hebrew, but I'll understand it when I get there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It won't be no problem.
In that old Heavenly Highways hymnal, here Paul said, turn over to 29, we'll sing Bearing the Cross to Win the Crown.
Yes, sir.
And the prisoners heard them. And the prisoners hurt them.
Yes.
Have folks heard you pray lately? I moved in where I'm at now. It's been, I believe it is in 66. My dad owned a little old place, had an old barn back down there. He hadn't been there long. We moved in there with my dad. An old barn place back down there. My neighbor come over there one day to my wife and said something terrible going on down there in that old barn. It sounded like a calf choked or something. Said, what's going on? My wife said, you'd have to get used to it. That's my husband praying. You'll hear it every once in a while. I was a-praying shoes on my youngin's feet and clothes on their back. And he heard me. They wanted my young'un to dress like a harlot at school. And I said, never. And God made a way and opened the door. And all at once, the bands fell off. Have you been there too? I'm just being honest, fellas, with every one of you tonight, and I want you to be honest with God. We've, some of us, been in jail. You may wave your hands, and that's wonderful, and holler glory, and that's wonderful, but I'm talking to the inside of you tonight. Has there trouble in your family and in your church? It's got you behind bars. Has your education begin to make you think that this old time way is maybe not real, nothing to the Holy Ghost? If you had it back yonder, it's still real. That morning I got born again, I didn't even believe in shouting. My church didn't believe in shouting, but I was doing it before I got back to the house. And it's still in me tonight. Woo! And the jailer got disturbed. Thank God for disturbing the jailer. Now you hear me, sinner, tonight. You got no hope but through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. You can come to these altars up here, and surely all y'all know that, and wear it out. But until you repent, you'll die in your prison cell and go to hell. And the only way is repentance. I want to tell you something else. If you're saved, if you're in the wrong, you're going to have to tell God you're sorry. I got some people at my church that do wrong. They said, now I'm going to get up and say, if I've ever hurt anybody's feelings, and I'll stop, I'm going to stop them right there. And say, you've hurt my feelings. I'm going to tell you, you ought to be particular about your repentance. It can't be no shotgun thing. You ought to tell what you've done.
I know I'm right.
There's something going on, got the jailer disturbed. He thought he was fixing to lose his life. He didn't realize he was fixing to get life. Fell down, brought a light, said, give me a light, give me a light. God, give us a light in this wicked, dark day. More Bibles than there's ever been. More so-called churches than there's ever been. More so-called preachers than there's ever been. But we're living in a spiritually dark day. Give us a light. Send the light. The blessed gospel light. Let it shine. Let it shine from shore to shore. Said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? How many of you in here tonight know for sure that you're born again? You raise your hand. Got a time and a place in your life where you know you got saved. I read in a paper some years ago, Billy Graham's wife said she didn't have no time or place. She just decided one day to start living better, and she'd been living better ever since. You can do with that what you want to, but I'm glad I got something more secure than that. Thank God. What must I do? What must I do? You want out tonight? All the bands are holding them, and they got the things got right in the jail. I want to tell you where you are. I can't get you out of jail. If you don't want to get free, I cannot do anything for you. But if you want to get free, I can sure help you.
Amen.
Have you got some bands holding you tonight? Some things in your life stifling you? Keeping you from worshiping in spirit and in truth? Just be honest, just between me and you and God tonight. I don't care where you are, where you're from. You held back. You in a dark place in a valley. You ought to get in this altar and cry out to God for freedom. I'm going to tell you, if you want it bad enough, you'll get it right here in this meeting. It's been a long time yesterday morning before there's anybody saved in our church. We're just a little old weak outfit. That girl got saved and stood just a-weeping, and folks hugging her, and my church is just as glad. I could just see gladness through the whole body. I'm going to tell you, when folks really get out of jail, there's a gladness.
Amen.
Where are you tonight? Would you be honest with God about yourself? Way down deep in your soul, would you just be honest with God and say, preacher, I'm in a jail. Maybe just a little. Maybe things are hindering you. It ought not. And you realize that you need to pray your way out of trouble. Lord God, help us again. Not to be held back by the world. Little old things. I want to tell you all tonight, I love you preachers, and I'm glad you're here. But you ain't going to put me in jail and keep me. I love you. Thank God for you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank God for you. A whole lot of you, I know you a little bit. And I believe that a lot of you is right. But I don't care what you say. You ain't going to keep me in jail. All of you come to me tonight after service and say, preacher, I don't know. I don't think you've ever been called. I don't know why you've ever been saved or not. I've been told that. I laugh my way all the way to the car and back to the motel. You didn't give me my liberty to start out with, and you can't take it away from me. Amen. Will you let this world hold you down? You did run well. Who's hindered you? Have you kind of been putting on a show, and down inside you say, I guess I ought to make a move, but down inside, I really don't feel like it. Boy, it'd be good for you tonight to come to this altar and say, Lord, would you open the door? Would you touch me, dear Lord? Would you let the bands fall off? I'm going to tell you, I can't do it for you, but if you pray like they prayed in victory, I never was anything said about them being dreary and downhearted. There's a singing in jail just like they're singing in church. Everybody stand, please. We're going to sing. If God has touched your heart tonight and you need to come and bow, ask the Lord for help. I would that you'd come. Would you just be honest with God tonight? Would you? Let the Lord have your heart. Would you bow on this altar and say, God, help me? You just need to be honest about it. There's several folk in here tonight that need to come and ask God to help. Would you obey the Lord while we sing together?